Thank you. Anyone else wish to speak on any other matter? Mr. Barber, welcome.
Yes, thank you very much. Don Barber with the Democratic Reporter. These has been left here. I assume they're for counsel.
Oh, thank you. I'm sure there's only one, so perhaps it's...
Yes, I would like to have one question in regards to the Mississauga inquiry. Having followed most of the Mississauga judicial inquiry and personally been asked to be involved by the commissioner, I am aware of details that were left out of the final report and would like to know if Mississauga City Council is aware of them as they call into question the results of the inquiry and the cost of the inquiry. As this council set out the terms of reference for the inquiry and left them sufficiently open for the commissioner to review events beyond their notes, what was noted, such as the mayor's gala, my question is very relevant. The inquiry was generally to look at the business dealings between Peter McCallion and his mother, Hazel McCallion, the mayor of Mississauga, during her term of office. In that vein, and in response to the commissioner's call for evidence, government documents were presented to the inquiry that I find no reference to in the report or made during the inquiry. So the question must be asked if the commissioner has in any way made Mississauga Council aware of all the facts. Seeing as they show by way of government documents a direct business link between the mayor and her son in a development deal which the mayor knowingly kept hidden. The deal involves a numbered company called Ontario Limited 675352 that was transferred to Peter from the mayor after getting an approved subdivision plan application. Given the nature of the inquiry, such as business activities, it's very important to review this as well as other equally interesting events that were reported. However, the question is, was the council made aware of all the evidence that was presented to the inquiry resulting from the call for evidence from the public and the media?
Mr. Barber, I think on behalf of all of council, we have had no additional information beyond whatever has been made public. Justice Cunningham released his reports. We received them the same day as everyone else, so we have not had any briefings or any other information beyond what has been published.
Very well, then. I would suggest that you do ask, be specifically, because information was provided, such as this particular document here, and I know there was a number of business dealings that were presented that would mandate review or inquiry. Now, this is particularly important because the city is saying, what's the next step that we should do? And that is, well, if we're going to set up an ethical infrastructure, we should look at all the things that need to be looked at. And there were a number of things that were not looked at, that should be looked at. And since this council has, in fact, looked at the facts and said an inquiry was mandated, I would have to say other facts would also mandate members of this council at least looking at them so that they may in some way be incorporated into future changes. Now, this particular document, I know as a standalone document, does not tell the whole tale, because I'm not going to stand here and throw a whole bunch of documents at you. But this is a transfer, an incorporation document in which Hazel McCallion, who was the president, and her husband, who was, I believe, the secretary, transfer this particular company to Peter McCallion, who becomes the sole controller of this corporation. And this corporation was the one that Hazel McCallion and her husband transferred their property on Britannia into when they did their subdivision application in her name. Well, not her name, but she actually set up a what they call a trust. But I asked that lawyer about this trust, and he said, oh, I just lent my name to it. But it kept her name out of the records. But anyways, this property, this document was proving that they, in fact, were both involved in a subdivision application, directly involved in a business deal, and this is one of a number that were presented. I think counsel should ask the commission all the evidence that was presented, and again, should go to the public and say, is there anybody out there who's got something? Because we want to make changes, and we want to make sure it covers all the bases. Let's not have this exercise again. It's just too costly.
Thank you, Mr. Barber.
Thank you.
Madam City Manager, you have a comment?
Well, I just simply wanted to say, and I just consulted with Mary Ellen, I mean, I don't think council is in the business of second-guessing the commissioner. If the evidence was presented at the inquiry, and just in very similar vein to the comment that came back from commission counsel in response to the question that the solicitor and I posed, the commissioner's findings are his findings. If the evidence was brought before the inquiry, it would have examined, I mean, they had everything from forensic accountants to lawyers digging very deeply into all of these issues. And if the commissioner found no basis to make a recommendation as a consequence of the evidence that was presented before him, then it was because the commissioner and his support legal staff, etc., were satisfied with the explanations that were provided. I don't think we can go beyond that. I mean, otherwise you essentially are saying to the commissioner, we don't believe you did a thorough job, and I don't think there's anybody realistically that thinks that the commissioner wasn't thorough in his investigation and review of the issues. So my advice is that, you know, we're not, as I say, we're not in the business of second-guessing the commissioner. And you know, the inquiry is finished.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam City Manager.
Mm-hmm. Receipt.
Receipt has been moved. Any other final comments?
Well, I want to thank the City Manager for her comments, and I will follow up on her recommendations. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Receipt has been moved. All in favor? That is carried. Thank you. We'll go now.